Here's a name you might have heard in the news this week, Bill Hillman. For the last 10 years, this guy from Chicago has joined the annual Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. And going into this week, he'd always made it out okay. So far, so good. Until Wednesday, when Bill was, you know, running with the bulls as usual, and a bull gored him in the thigh. Here's the thing. Bill Hillman also co-wrote a book called Fiesta, How to Survive the Bulls of Pamplona. So given his issue with the bull this week, a lot of people thought, well, that was kind of ironic. Someone who reviewed the book on Amazon even said, looking forward to his new book, A Guide to the Best Urgent Care Facilities in Pamplona. So we decided to go to the source. We called up Bill and reached him in his hospital room. Bill Hillman, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be on.
Can you tell us how you're feeling?
You know, I'm feeling good. My body feels fine. They got me on some really good painkillers, so I'm just kind of floating here on the hospital bed.
So tell me exactly how this went down. You were running at the time. What happened?
Well, I ran with the pack at first, and the pack sort of passed me. And I sort of shrugged it off, but I looked back, and there was one bull that had been separated from the pack, and it was left. And when that happens, the bull loses its herding instinct, and it decides just to gore everything in its sight. It's the most dangerous situation in the run, but it's something that I love. It's my favorite bull to run with is a suelto.
It's called a suelto? What does that mean?
Yeah, suelto means a loose one, yeah. A loose bull.
Okay.
I just kind of ease in towards them slowly and carefully. And when I get close, the bull instantly sort of acknowledged me and approached me. So I at that moment, I figured I was going to run this bull all the way into the arena, which was about 80 yards. But I put my hand out behind me, and I felt another runner behind me. And that run, when I looked back, that runner yelled at me and pushed me. And I sort of like, I was like, whoa, that is not normal. Like, why is that guy doing that? And the bull came, and he sort of charged when he saw the commotion. Then the guy pushed me even harder, and this time I fell. And when I fell, the bull fell. And as the bull fell, he gored me in the thigh and lifted me up and threw me. There was no pain whatsoever. It was just that I felt like I'd just been picked up and moved. And I crawled out on my back. The bull sort of tried to get me a couple more times as I was crawling out. A medic who was on the other side of the fencing, he drugged me out the rest of the way. And I looked down, and there was about a racquetball-sized hole in my thigh. And there was another hole in my thigh, sort of under my thigh, like under my kneecap, sort of. And that was the exit wound of the horn. I started thinking, okay, I might be dying. And I was just kind of amazed by that. For some reason, I was just astonished by that idea that I could be dying right now. Oh. But they started to work on me. I asked them, like, is it the artery? They sort of looked and kept working, and then they stopped. They said, no, it's just the muscle. You're fine.
So do you think it was that other runner's fault that made this happen?
Oh, yeah. No question.
What was he doing? I mean, why did he do that?
My running friends have all been looking at the photos to try to identify the runners, and it appears to be three English tourists who were panicking and didn't know what to do and were freaking out, and in the panic, they pushed me.
You know, you've been doing this for a while now, and now this pretty terrible, you know, this pretty intense thing has happened. I have to ask you, is your family saying, okay, that's enough, time to stop?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they've been saying it for years, you know.
So are you going to listen to them this time?
No, I'm not. It's a very important part of my life, and I'm going to continue.
I mean, one of the reasons people have taken to this story, of course, it's the reason that we're calling, is that, you know, you wrote part of a book called Fiesta, How to Survive the Bulls of Pamplona. I mean, how is that irony sitting with you today?
Well, I mean, I have a problem with it because I don't see it as an irony at all. I'm alive. I survived.
That's right. All right. Fair enough.
I don't see it as irony at all. Gorings are part of the run. And if you run long enough, you get gored. Most people see it as a badge of honor. You know, I don't know if I feel that strongly about it. You know, I wish I wasn't gored, for example. I mean, I'm not glad I got gored at all. You know, at the same time, you know, I know when I step in the street that this is part of it.
If you run long enough, you're going to get gored. Words to live by from Bill Hillman. He's also the author of a new novel called The Old Neighborhood. We reached him in the hospital where he's recuperating after being gored by a bull. Bill, thanks. Take care.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.